This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wasn't just the NYSE that had computer trouble today, as you know. United Airlines had a worldwide ground stop this morning because of what it called a connectivity issue. Both United and the New York Stock Exchange and the Wall Street Journal, actually, say their problems weren't hacks or cyber attacks. The Journal's website was down for a bit. The FBI has been in touch with everybody. The clock is ticking on Greece, or still ticking, I suppose, at least as much as it has been going the past 5 years. The deadline for the European Union from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras, actually the other way around, it's for Alexis Tsipras from the European Union, to come up with an acceptable proposal is now Sunday night. There's going to be a meeting of all 28 leaders of EU members then. But in the meanwhile, our Stephen Beard is back in Athens for what may or may not be the last time of this long, long story. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, Kai.
I guess the most basic question here is, what's it like? What's the sense?
Well, if you didn't know the country was on the brink of a major financial upheaval, perhaps crash, you'd never guess it from superficial appearances. People are moving around calmly in the city. You don't see any, you know, serious signs of social stress, certainly no sort of public friction. You don't see fistfights in the street, anything like that. But there are telltale signs of trouble, that's for sure. And the first one, as soon as you get off the plane and get out of the airport, the subway is completely free. The government has made the whole subway system free because people are strapped for cash since the banks are closed. And I guess also to mollify them and pacify them before the anger starts really boiling over.
When you get out and about, once you got to your hotel, you got through the free subway, you went out, I imagine, for a walk, you got something to eat. What's it like in the cafes and bistros?
Well, people are talking to each other. People are eating. My interpreter actually told me a funny story. He said the other day he was walking past a cafe in central Athens and saw two old men arguing ferociously, denouncing each other savagely as they ate from the same bowl of salad. They were sharing a salad. They argued over the crisis, who was to blame. This argument went on for 5 or 6 minutes. They finished the salad, and then one of them said to the other, okay, same time tomorrow.
Wow. So the question, though, Stephen, is how did they pay the bill, right? Did they take their 60 euros and split the tab?
Well, we don't know that. But as you say, people are limited to 60 euros, $66 a day, which actually does get you quite some way in day-to-day living in the city. And also, of course, because of the very strong sense of social solidarity in this country, the very strong family unit, the very strong circle of friends that people have, it's helped people and is helping people through this crisis now.
Stephen Beard in Athens for us. More to come from him in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Kai.